This program has been going on for over 30 years right now. Has it been successful? Let's just go and talk with the stakeholders. So we talk with everybody. And as we found out, this is a topic that's highly contentious, to say the least, and different people have different opinions. But we found it overall to be a successful program that, in a way, that it was really an engine of volume growth. And any time a certain a major wave of work sharing were introduced, we saw tremendous volume growth that we could attribute beyond the normal volume growth because of increased economic activity or other factors. So it's been very successful. But we also found that many people differ on the mechanics of it, on the technical aspects of it. So there's a lot of issues, well, how much is the amount of the discount? But we also found that there's a new incentive and an opportunity for the Postal Service to explore new issues on pricing to make this program successful and reform it and improve it. One major one that we found that, look, the Postal Service right now can retain earnings, and it's also in a financial, dire financial situation. Maybe there may be some opportunities in certain markets to set the discount amount to be less than the cost that they avoid if the mailer or the customers performs that activity.
And your research has been able to show that the resulting revenue that you get from people that you share work with is in fact profitable. Or put another way, are your costs really measurably lower as a result of them doing that particular task?
You know, we did not do this specific analysis, but this analysis has been done. There's the Postal Regulatory Commission, the regulator for the Postal Service. And every year they look at work sharing and they make a determination. There are certain work sharing prices that they make money, some they don't, some are above it, some are below it, and those are known.
Now, one of the things that came out of this is, and I'm going to read directly from the release, is that the time is right for the Postal Service, the Postal Regulatory Commission, and the stakeholders to re-examine and reevaluate the principles supporting work sharing to prepare it for the next 30 years. Are you looking for the process to be changed to fit whatever new business model that the Postal Service winds up with, or what are you saying there?
Yeah, it's been successful in the last 30 years or so. Now we're entering a new landscape. There's a new postal law. Plus, the Postal Service right now is can retain earnings. That means they could make profits. In the olden days, they had just to break even. And we're telling them re-examine some of the economic theory behind work sharing and see if there's an opportunity to lower the discount amount to be less than what you avoid cost. For example, let me make this give you a simple example. Let's just say the Postal Service, it costs the Postal Service 10 cents to do a certain activity, pre-sort the mail. They need to pre-sort the mail to know if this mail is going to this 5 zip code or that 5 zip code.
Uh-huh.
And then let's just say the mailers can do it for 5 cents.
Okay.
Because they're cheaper, their labor cost is less, and also intuitively, if you pre-sort, if you have a list of addresses in, you know, in Word or Excel, to sort them per zip code in ascending or descending order, it's much cheaper after you apply the address and try to sort physical pieces. But let's just say the Postal Service, it costs them 10 cents and the mailers does 5 cents. We're telling them usually the old economic theory just said, well, the discount ought to be 10 cents. So that means the mailer would pocket 5 cents margin. Well, we're just saying, well, you've got a room a little bit between the 10 cents and 5 cents. See if the market allows it. That is, if you lower the discounts to 9 cents or 8 cents, that people will still work share, because we don't want to drive work sharing out of business. But there may be an incentive and an opportunity for the Postal Service to make a little bit more money given its financial situation and given the incentive that it has right now to retain earnings and make profits. That's the simple example of what we're trying to just say for the Postal Service to explore. But that would be a deviation from the old thinking that prevailed in the last 30 years in terms of the guiding principles for that innovative program and successful program.
And now that you've made that recommendation, what do you wait for? Do you wait to hear from the shareholders? Do you wait to hear from the Postal Service? What happens next?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, my shop, my unit, this is a white paper. This is not an audit.
Uh-huh.
It's almost a research paper. What we hope is the stakeholders, you name some of them, mainly the Postal Service, the regulator, also the mailers and the industry who work here, that would take a look at this research and take it into consideration and debate the new guiding principles that ought to govern it for the next generation. So we're really not, there's no finding or recommendation that somebody needs to get back to us by a certain time, but we certainly hope that they would take it into consideration, and we also welcome a peer review into that research. We're just trying to advance really the debate and try to improve this program.